And you can have glass, you can see from here the heat value, the heat loss value here is very low for some glass. It used to be up here. You can, by selecting your glass carefully, you can actually not lose very much heat. So glass buildings are okay. And the digital age, we now have very complex building management systems in buildings to control all areas of the building. Touch sensors, so that you as individuals can have something by the side on your desk and you can register your mood, your expression, your satisfaction as you go through the day. And that data is very important for us to understand and follow. Understanding convection around the body and using infrared thermography to actually see exactly how things are heated, what's losing heat, what's gaining heat, and so on. So our case studies now quickly through Frankfurt, the commercial bank, which uses a lot of the ideas I've spoken about this morning. Very high building, not the highest building. Highest building is in Taipei, the building at 101, 2003 at the moment, but there'll be another one higher than that soon, I'm sure. And again, using natural ventilation in the building and only using heating and cooling in extreme conditions. Again, planned use of materials, use of plants, all very important. Debis building, Berlin, similar approach. A lot of glass. See the glass. The advantage of the glass is it's very flexible. You can do a lot with it, and it lets in the light, and people like daylight in the buildings. That's the big advantage. And you can see that when you're designing the outside of a building, there are lots of aspects to consider there in terms of altering the facade to protect, to shade, fire control, and all sorts of things, safety, and now terrorism even. Reflective glass panels there to the light of the building. Now over to Holland in Utrecht. This is an old building, refaced, using a new facade and using what we call a double facade, so a very thick space of which you could do all your environmental control and get a nice, comfortable environment inside. The same idea in this building in Germany and in the Potsdam Plaza back in Berlin. That's another facade. Würzburg, so common. And there in Japan, anybody from Japan here? No, one person. Do you know this place? No, no. Right, well, you could see that it was intended to be green, to give you the impression that this was a very natural green environment. An interesting idea. I haven't been to it, but this is the designer, the Akros building. And Florida in America, superstores with forests in between the glass. Those plants are actually in the glass. And I think you all know where that is, Hong Kong. And the Shanghai Bank there. I haven't got the Bank of China, I'm afraid. This is some of the plant room for that building. And this is partly, as the bank was being constructed, the air conditioning in the floor, the facade of the building, and some of the options. When you're designing, you have to consider many different possibilities for designing the building. Testing the air diffusers, all of those air diffusers, for the air. And that's the air system. And you can see this lady here sitting, there's the air coming up from here, but her dress is still in place. It's not being disturbed by the air from the floor. City of London. This is the Lloyds building. You go and see this in Leadenhall Street in London when you're here. And this is where all the insurers come. All the shipping incidents around the world are registered here in this building. Very big atrium, you see. Very busy. And each of the desks has a different insurance company. This is the facade of the building. I've used this for the cover of my book on intelligent buildings, different types of glass, external glazing system, triple layered solar glass, ventilated on the inside cavity to actually give a very nice controlled environment. But also the services on the outside of the building, again, giving this architectural expression. Inside the building, the people doing their work, and you can see each of these desks has its own control system, like this. Each one has its own individual ventilation, its own lighting control, and so on, from there.